Welcome to the Diabetic Toolbox, where we are helping midlife folks win the battle against diabetes. If you have been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, pre-diabetes, or if you have a family history of type 2 diabetes, you, my friend, are in the right place. On this show, you will find tools and tips to help you lose weight naturally, heal your mindset, and strengthen your body through yoga and walking. Our mission here at the Diabetic Toolbox is simple: to end type 2 diabetes one family at a time. So join the movement. The show is hosted by me, award-winning podcaster, certified diabetes lifestyle coach, and yoga teacher, Renee Reed. Let's get started. Ready to lose weight, lower your blood sugar, and increase your mobility? Download the Diabetes Walking Kit, my free gift to you for being such an important part of this beautiful community. The kit includes an easy-to-follow 30-day walking calendar and my 14-day clean eating program. Shopping list, recipe guide, and menu are all included. Take control of your health and ease your mind. Download your kit today. Just click the link below or head over to thediabetictoolbox.com. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, we're talking about how to harness calorie counting to optimize blood sugar levels and shed excess weight. If you have been diagnosed with prediabetes or type 2 diabetes, effective strategies to manage blood sugar levels and achieve sustainable weight loss are crucial. Among the many approaches to losing weight and managing your blood sugar, one method stands out for its precision and adaptability: calorie counting. This practice of tracking daily caloric intake is known for its potential to regulate blood sugar levels and its effectiveness in weight management. But mastering the art of calorie counting not only requires a deep understanding of its nuances, benefits, and possible challenges, but also empowers you to take control of your health and wellness journey. On today's show, we'll uncover the mysteries of calorie counting, from its fundamental principles to its practical application, and explore this method's advantages and disadvantages. So, what is calorie counting? Calorie counting is a systematic approach to managing food intake by tracking the calories that you consume throughout the day. Calories are units of energy found in foods and beverages, representing the energy our bodies derive from consuming these substances. Individuals achieve specific health goals by monitoring calorie intake, such as weight loss, weight maintenance, or improving their overall nutrition. If you're going to start the calorie counting process, the process typically involves the following. First, you'll need to determine your basal metabolic rate. That is the number of calories your body needs to maintain essential physiological functions at rest, such as breathing, circulation, and cell production. Your age, gender, weight, height, and activity level will influence your BMR. You'll then need to establish a daily calorie target based on your health objectives. Weight loss often involves creating a calorie deficit, where you consume fewer calories than your body expends, leading to gradual weight loss. On the other hand, weight maintenance or muscle gain the goal may be to consume calories that align with your energy expenditure. You'll also need to track your food using a food journal, a smartphone app, or some other online tools. Individuals record the types and quantities of food and beverages that they consume throughout the day, along with their corresponding calorie count. This process requires accurately measuring or estimating portion sizes and being mindful of hidden calories in sauces, dressings, and snacks. And then you'll need to adjust your caloric intake based on your process. So you'll regularly assess your calorie intake and adjust as needed so that you can achieve and maintain your health goals. Monitoring your progress, adjusting portion sizes, and making dietary modifications based on feedback from your body are integral aspects of the calorie counting process. By adhering to a predetermined calorie target and making informed choices about food consumption, individuals can gain greater control over their dietary habits. And work towards gaining their desired health outcomes. Now, if you are going to use this method, it's important to approach calorie counting with mindfulness, focusing not only on the quantity, but also the quality of the food and drinks that you consume. So, now that we know what calorie counting is, let's dive into the pros and cons. Calorie counting can enable individuals to gain a deeper understanding of portion sizes and instill confidence in them that they are making informed food choices. Beyond just calories, this method prompts individuals to pay attention to the nutritional content of their food, including macronutrients like carbohydrates, proteins, and fats, which directly impact blood sugar levels. And calorie counting allows for flexibility in food choices, empowering individuals to tailor their meals to their preferences while still adhering to their calorie goals. Now, you will need to track your food, but with the various apps and online tools, tracking caloric intake becomes more accessible and convenient, and it provides real-time feedback and progress. It's also really great for managing your weight. By creating a calorie deficit, individuals can achieve weight loss goals more effectively, thereby potentially improving insulin sensitivity and controlling their blood sugar. But what are some of the cons to this method? Well, for some, calorie counting can become a compulsive habit, leading to unhealthy relationships with food and potential eating disorders such as anorexia nervosa. While calorie counting can help regulate intake, it may inadvertently steer individuals away from prioritizing the quality of their food choices, potentially leading to nutrient deficits. And this method is not suitable for everyone. Certain individuals, such as those with a history of disordered eating or those prone to obsessive disorders, may find calorie counting triggering or unsustainable. But calorie counting can be, with all that in mind, calorie counting can be particularly beneficial for individuals with type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes who are seeking to manage their blood sugar levels and achieve weight loss or weight maintenance goals. If you use this method, you would be able to manage your weight. Many individuals with type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes are overweight or obese, and this can exacerbate insulin resistance and lead to difficulty in managing blood sugar levels. Calorie counting can effectively promote weight loss by creating a calorie deficit there so that they are able to improve their insulin sensitivity and glycemic control. You will also be able to control your portion sizes, which is crucial for managing blood sugar levels, as this will prevent spikes in glucose levels after meals. Calorie counting encourages individuals to become more mindful of their portion sizes and to make informed choices about the quantity and quality of the food that they consume. This will help to regulate blood sugar levels more effectively. And this method will help you, as we stated before, become more nutritionally aware. Besides monitoring calories, calorie counting prompts individuals to pay attention to the nutritional content of their food choices, which includes carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. This heightened awareness of nutritional intakes can empower individuals to make healthier food choices that are lower in refined sugars and processed carbohydrates. And this will help to stabilize blood sugar levels over time. And the great thing about calorie counting is that it is flexible, allowing you to tailor your food choices to your specific dietary preferences and lifestyle. So whether you're a low carbohydrate, Mediterranean, or plant-based dieter, calorie counting can be adapted to accommodate different nutritional approaches while still helping you to adhere to your calorie and macronutrient goals. Overall, people with type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes who are motivated to take control of their health through health lifestyle modifications may find calorie counting to be a valuable tool for achieving their blood sugar and weight management goals. So folks, this is how I lost 43 pounds and reversed my pre-diabetes. I realized that I could not stay on a diet where I was not able to eat the foods that I loved. And so I started counting calories. I started figuring out how many calories I needed. So I did visit my doctor and talk to a dietitian. And we figured out how many calories I needed, and I took that information and ran with it. So I know firsthand that this can work for you. I do also know that it can become a little bit much over time. So it may not be something that you're able to do for a long period of time. Because it can become a little stressful measuring everything and writing everything down for some people. For me, it was not, because I love journaling and I write down what I eat anyway. So it did not, it was good for me in that way. But I do want you to know that calorie counting can be a powerful tool if you are trying to manage your blood sugar and lose weight. It is important that you approach it mindfully, that you are aware of its potential drawbacks, and that you meet with your medical team before starting any type of dietary or workout plan. That's important because your medical team can help personalize your program for you so that you are getting all the nutrients and macronutrients that you need to sustain good health. All right, my friends, I know that was a lot, and that is all I have for you today. I would love to hear from you, so if you'd like to leave us a comment, please head over to the website at thediabetictoolbox.com. You can comment on today's blog. Would love to hear your thoughts on calorie counting and if you think that this method can work for you. Also, join me next time when we'll be talking about the Mediterranean diet and how it can help folks to manage their prediabetes or type 2 diabetes. Remember, my friends, to share this episode with someone you love. And as you go about your day, I want you to remember this. You are stronger than you give yourself credit and more blessed than you know. Talk to you soon. Looking for an inspirational or fun gift for yourself or for someone you love? Visit Renee and Ruby's. There you'll find t-shirts, mugs, bags, and more. Each thoughtfully designed collection will empower and inspire you or that special someone to live life to the fullest. Plus, your purchases help us to continue podcasting, blogging, and providing free or low-cost programming virtually and in our communities. Thank you so much for your support. Click the link in the show notes and head over to Renee and Ruby's. You'll receive 20% off your entire purchase. Afterpay is also available. Happy shopping!